Hey guys.
Updates on Deshaun Goldson. Saw him on a bike. Has he got a bit of a foot problem there?
He's okay. It really, with Deshaun, to learn the system, he's gone maximum reps every day, and we're just giving him a little rest. That's all. Getting him ready for Jet Week. Yeah, and he had to do what he had to do because, you know, at the safety, you're making all the calls. Everyone had to get used to him communicating. So it's a good thing.
Did you get Eric Lord back today?
Say again?
Did you get Eric Lord?
For part of it. Yeah, part of practice. He didn't do everything. We're going to ease him back into it, you know, because, as you know, last time he came back, he had a setback. So we want to make sure we don't have that again. The one other guy that you should know about is Danny Gore had groin surgery, and he'll be well. You know, it's not season ending or anything, but he'll be a little bit.
What's the very latest, Craig, on Tynes and Knicks and how they're responding?
Well, responding well. Carl, I know more about because he's here. Carl's healing up. You know, timeline, I don't know. I can't put a definite date on that, but he is healing and he's recovering. So, you know, and with Lawrence, he's not in town, but everything that can be done is being done to make sure that everybody recovers.
How do you feel about your secondary depth? You've lost Gore and Gator now, who are two guys who I think you probably thought were going to make this team. How do you feel about the guys behind them?
Well, I don't know who was going to make the team, so I don't want to go there, but I do think that we had depth and now we don't. You know, we have enough right now, but, you know, you lose any more, it's going to get dicey. So, and not dicey like last year dicey, that was really dicey. But, you know, that actually, you know, well, kidding aside, that last year has put us in a better position for now, which...
Who's looked good to you among some of the, like, Rashawn Melvin and some of the other guys? Mike Adams, I know you like him.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about those guys a little bit. Do you feel okay with them?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're all at different stages of development. You know, Mike's a veteran player, and I think as a group they're playing well. You know, you keep looking at the one thing that's a positive is there's not balls flying over the corners' heads. You know, so they may be making some catches underneath, but they're tackling them. And if you can keep balls from flying over your head, you got a chance to be in every game.
Will some starters play Thursday night?
Great. Individual plan for every guy. And I'm not ready to discuss that. You know, I think we'll just kind of roll that out on Thursday night. But a lot of thinking goes into it. And then you also have to play the game and, you know, do everything you need to do. So there's definitely your concern with exposure. But then in the same token, we're going out there to play. So we'll handle that individually.
Is that a yes?
We'll handle it individually.
Greg, how is Josh's confidence right now? Have you talked to him? And he may not get an opportunity to play again if his confidence is not where it should be. How does he get it back before he starts playing real games?
Well, I don't know if you can assume that his confidence is shaken. I'm not sure it is, to tell you the truth. I think he felt, you know, one of the things I said is he saw things very well. That's two part. One, every time he came to the sideline, he could tell me exactly what happened. You know, sometimes a quarterback comes to the sideline, what happened? I don't know, they're hitting me in the back of the head. You know, well then... You don't know. He knew what happened. He knew what he saw down the field. He knew where he wanted to go with the ball. Sometimes he didn't have time. When you watch it on tape, then what you do as a coach is you write those things down or remember them. Then you watch it on tape, and sure enough, what he saw, what he thought he saw is what he saw. And that, to me, as long as he's seeing it, we'll get better in protection, and we'll get the ball out of his hand, and we won't drop him. So I think in his mind, he feels more comfortable than he's ever felt in this offense since he's been part of it. So, you know, again, I think he's gonna be fine. You know, we had a real good work today, and he's getting it against the first-team defense, and it's high speed, and it's all the things we do, game-type situation. It's not the same as a game. I'm agreeing with you on that, but he'll be fine.
How did Karimi look playing guard? Is that a viable option?
It is viable. He looked like a guy who has not played a lot of guard lately, especially on the left side. But the things that you see that you like – you say, now that's good. He's a big, strong man that gets movement and doesn't get moved back. So there's some other things we got to fix, work on, get him more comfortable with. But, yes, a viable option for sure. There's some other ones as well. So we'll kind of, you know, once we get through this game, we'll sort it out and figure out what the line is.
Is moving Jeremy Zutaut to left guard something you think you could do in, you know, starting next week? Well, or is that something you would want to start now?
No, if we wanted to, we could do that in a week's time, in a game week preparation. I mean, you know, you do it all the time with backups. You know, and that's one of the things that always, you know, when coaches say, well, he's going to back up this and this. Well, that's life in the NFL. You have to do that. But if you can do it with a backup who's not as good a player as the starter, or he'd be the starter, you certainly should be able to do it, you know, with the starter if you want to. But that's not intimating that we're going to do that by any means. It's just I think he'd be able to if we needed to.
Will we see more of Karimi at left guard in this game this week?
We'll see him there. I don't know if more, you know, I don't know how much more. That's all he played last week. So. I think I'm right in that. Yeah.
I meant, will we see him again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll see him again. Yep.
Reba's still on course for the Jets game, Greg, as far as you know right now?
Yes, he is. He's, you know, hasn't been any setbacks, which is the good thing. And as I've said all along, we've kind of built in a little buffer for setbacks. So everything looks good. But, you know, as I've said every time, it's day to day. Like, I don't know what tomorrow morning's going to bring. So we'll just kind of keep playing it by ear. But as of today, yes.
Thinking through the discussion you might have, assuming everything goes well the rest of this week, like, say, Thursday or whatever day you talk to Darrell, and he's okay to play physically, what would you ask him? Do you feel like you need to be on the field a few plays before we get to New York? Or what kind of things would you want to know from him before you would make that decision on whether to play?
I've talked to him about that before, you know, so it's not like that would be some big conversation, you know what I mean? I'd rather not disclose all the things we discussed, but it's not one of those deals like, oh boy, it's time to talk about this. It's open, constant, you know, constantly checking in. And, you know, make no mistake about it, he wants to play football. We just want to make sure that it's the best thing to do when the best time is.
Are Daniel Tionisham and Adrian Claiborne your starting ends?
I don't know yet. We haven't decided exactly who the starting ends are. Yeah, I can't tell you that definitively. They're definitely in the mix, though.
Coach, last week you mentioned that you had no say in the music, but today we couldn't help but notice Born to Run cranking through the walls here. Did you have something change there?
Well, you know what? I'm glad to hear that. I didn't perpetuate that, but it was nice to hear.
Is Lennon going to be your starter on Thursday, and how much will he play as opposed to Dan Orlovsky in this last preseason game?
Well, the plan is Mike's going to play a lot. Is he the starter? Probably, you know, unless some other reason we want to do something else, but he's probably the starter. And we want Mike to keep getting repetitions. You know, I think Dan obviously is a multi-year vet, has had a lot of repetitions. They'll both play, though.
Speaking of Born to Run, Greg, why didn't you play Doug Martin with the rest of the starters?
Nice segue, Ira. I want to. I think the number one reason is we want to see those other kids run, those other guys run. And I'm glad we did. We got to see more of that. We know better what we have. You know, one of the questions you guys asked is, what are you going to do at running back? Are you going to keep three? Are you going to keep four? What are you going to do? That's something that is a real decision for us as well. You know, and the whole deal is, okay, yeah, keep – it's always, yeah, keep that. But then it's got to come from somewhere. You know, that 53 is a non-negotiable number. So it's a hard decision to make.
I assume you're not ready to make that decision yet. You still want to see these guys in this fourth game, rather.
That's true. Yeah, we're gonna see, you know, I don't know how many of them and how much, but we're gonna get certainly a lot of touches in this game to make a determination.
Does the depth concerns that you have at cornerback, does that factor into Darrell Revis playing at all?
No, I think we're fine with our corner depth. I don't think we have a depth problem today. I just said if we have any more setbacks with corners, then we might have an issue. No, and it has no – that'll like, – so we're all on the same page. Darrell Revis, Carl Nix, all our guys. These are our guys, so we're not going to rush them back for one football game. It's long-term thinking. It's what's best for the player, and that's the way we're approaching all our guys. So if they're ready to play, they'll play, and Darrell's the same. And if not, then I don't care if there's nobody. We'll figure something out. We'll move a safety there. You know, we'll make it work. Thanks, guys.